So we're doing in the letter Aleph in Kada Kemach, Rabbeinu Bechaye, and the first concept he's going to discuss is Emunah.
It's difficult.
It's great. The verse says in Yeshaya and Isaiah, the 26th chapter, open the gates and may the nation come, the righteous nation that maintains their Emunah. Ikara Torah v'amitzah Emunah. The main point of the Torah and the mitzvos is Emunah. And we're going to have to discuss what does emunah mean. Ordinarily, people say emunah means belief. And belief usually means something that wasn't proven, that isn't logical. That's what people automatically infer. So we're going to have to see what Rabbeinu Bechaye is telling us. Ki mi she'en lo emunah noach lo shelo nivra. If a person doesn't have emunah, he'd be better off if he weren't created. Ve'yi mitzvah tluya b'lev. And emunah is something that's contingent in the heart. Now, we discussed that we always have to discern, and we read Rishonim, when they say the heart and when they say the mind, it's a difference of generations. In Mishlei, we're constantly discussing the heart. In Mishlei, Kohelet throughout Tanakh. And it's only later works that Chazal started referring to the brain. Earlier works spoke about the heart as a place of thought. Later on, they started discussing the heart as a place of feeling and the mind being the place of thought. So when we read Rabbeinu Bechaye, we're going to have to take note. Is what's he talking about when he says it's contingent on the heart? And that is that a person has to believe, or yamin, whatever the word yamin means, we'll have to define that as we go along, that the world has a creator. Nimtza, he is extant, he is here. Yachid, he is singular. And he watches over this lower, the lower world. And he watches over mankind in general, and also specifically. And I'm coming here to the exclusion of, and to dissuade the hearts of those that do not accept this. They rebel that they say God doesn't watch over what's down here. Just like Job thought when things started turning very bad. And that's why his friend Eliphaz told him, you said, what does God know? Does he judge beyond the clouds? He is hiding behind the clouds. He doesn't see what's going on down here. He's up there among the paths of the constellations of the heaven. You think you know the ways of God, that his path, Eliphaz is telling him it's beyond you to understand God's ways. You think that God doesn't understand what's going on here on earth and you're wrong. And that's why the prophets often mention the fact that God is watching over us, and they explained it. That's what Jeremiah explained. Yirmiyahu said, God, you have great thought, you have great plans, you see the ways of mankind, and you give each person according to his behavior. So Rabbeinu Bechaye is not only dealing with the concept of emunah and hashgacha, he's showing us from the words of the prophets that God does have hashgacha, that God does watch over what each individual does. Lamadnu b'zeh pasuk, from this verse we learn in Inyan hashgacha b'min adam, that God watches over mankind in general, bichlal, uvifrat, and specifically, kedei likvoa b'lev inyan hashgacha, so that we can put, implant within our hearts this concept of hashgacha. V'lakor shosh emunat hakofrim, and I'm coming to uproot the root of the belief of those that do not accept the Torah. V'chen hizkir David melech alav ha-shalom, so to King David said, v'amar, Hashem chakartani bateda, tayedata shivti v'kumi, God, you've checked me out. You know exactly when I sit, when I get up. You see what I do from afar. And furthermore, King David said, God looks from heaven, he sees all mankind. From his place, he watches over all the inhabitants of the land. And that's what our sages told us. God sees everything, and he makes it possible for us to do what we want. And as I will explain further in the letter Hey, when my main point is the Ashgacha. וכן מצינו אליהו, שהיו כל דברי החוכמה מקובלת מאנשי החוכמה ואמונה של איוב אמר, and so to Eov's friend, Job's friend Elihu, said, and everything Elihu said were words of wisdom that he had on tradition from wise men. He said, God's eyes watch man's footsteps, every step man takes God sees. There's no darkness, there's no place that people who do evil can hide. And the second a person really understands and accepts this concept that God is watching over every action we do, that brings a person to the stage where he has emunah in prophecy and emunah in the Torah. Because the next step, once we accept Ashgacha, so from there we can understand that God gives us what's good, to the point that God can give us prophecy and tell us what to do, and give us a Torah that gives us directions how to behave. And this Torah is the way a person's nefesh can succeed. Through that, a person can attain a salvation that's eternal. Through the Torah, a person learns how to behave correctly. Through the Torah, one learns how to straighten his actions. He knows the way of life in all its details, how to maintain a pure body and pure thought and pure soul and pure traits. This is the Torah that Moshe gave the Jewish people. And we're commanded not to forget the Torah. Shekatuv, as the verse says, watch yourself lest you forget what your eyes saw. This verse, the point of this verse is that we shouldn't forget one of the fundamentals of the Torah or the mitzvot that were given us. If we forget, and that's a tremendous sin, reaches our soul, how does one escape forgetting the fundamentals of Jewish philosophy? To remind ourselves constantly, if we review them, so then we can maintain them. And we're going to end over here at the end of this paragraph. That's what King Solomon said. Don't let them leave your eyes. Keep them in your hearts. What does this mean? Verse mean? Even if you have business, you have things that are troubling you, or you find yourself with one thing after another keeping you busy, don't let that allow you to forget the mitzvot. They should always be as a remembrance between your eyes. A person should always remember his responsibilities to his Creator.